John Fiorentino first learned the power of selling products directly to consumers from an unlikely and Canadian source, pop superstar Justin Bieber. In 2010, John dropped out of college and took a job working on branded product launches for The Beeb. There, he saw up close how powerful this direct relationship with an audience can be if you have the right brand, the right story, and a product that people are really receptive to. John remembers watching Bieber's manager spend whole days on Twitter engaging with fans, giving Justin that little pop that allowed him to break out from the pack of wannabes and go mainstream. It was just crazy to watch, John says, noting that the music industry seemed to be all about creating products and selling them directly to an audience of devoted fans. After 6 months with Bieber, John returned to school, designing and marketing several fashion products of his own on the side. None caught fire, but John wasn't concerned. He continued to mess around with new business ideas after graduating, and by 2016, after several years of subsistence-level living, John raised $1 million to found a tech startup. Good, right? Not in John's mind. The more John learned about what it would mean to take on venture money, the more he soured on the idea. As he saw it, he'd kill himself running the company for 5 years, and then either sell it for $1 billion or fail and wind up with nothing. Better, he thought, not to get into it at all. So that's what he did. He returned all of the investor money and closed his business. At this point, you might wonder if John had a psychological complex around success. He had no money, he couldn't afford an apartment, and had to couch surf. But John did have one thing, an enduring drive to make products and sell them to customers. For the next year and a half, he wrote a blog called Good Ones about cool new products he encountered, all the while searching for a unique product that he could produce and successfully bring to market without taking on outside capital. For his daily needs, he relied on 2 credit cards that allowed him to go a year before repaying. By 2017, Good Ones had amassed a following of 10,000 people. Not much, but enough to get rolling. John had also hit on an idea he just had to pursue, a weighted blanket that helped with sleep. A few months later, with a single prototype in hand, he launched the blanket on Kickstarter, partnering with a media company to provide publicity. The Gravity Blanket, as John called it, was a success beyond all expectations. Within 24 hours, John had raised $400,000. A month in, he had an astounding $4.7 million in pre-orders. John had to scramble to find a partner to produce tens of thousands of blankets all at once, a task that required 3 weeks of 20-hour days. But he was off and running. Today, Gravity Blanket does $20 million in revenue annually and is growing rapidly.